from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope.
Name any word in less than a second, I will tell you how many letters are in it. But I cannot do anything mechanically. I don't even know how to put a game together for three-year-olds.
And the Bulldog.
Fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I have some more MVP thoughts.
Okay.
If it's tomorrow, then it's all we talk about is the MVP. So it really needs to be today. Because today we talked about the MVP.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Mahomes plus 500. Pass. Too short.
Yeah. It's not any fun.
Allen plus 800. I wouldn't. There is the thinking, the logic that Diggs is gone. If he has a great season, it'll especially indicate how good he is.
I would do it if I could. If I could.
First of all.
Right. If I could. And pair that up with the Shakir stuff we talked about earlier. When you said his numbers, I was like, you know, I'm over on everything on him. I would do that with Allen for MVP, and like that would be my bet.
2.5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So I would not, because the last 11 MVPs, all quarterbacks, have all been a one seed or a two seed. In fact, 9 one seeds and 2 twos. Matt Ryan and Aaron Rodgers in 2014 were 2 seeds. Close enough. So I just don't think the Bills' ceiling this year is quite that high. It's a little lower. Stroud and Burrow at 10-1. If Stroud improves on last year, Aaron Schatz telling us how good he thinks the Texans will be, okay. Burrow, I think, will have a tougher time reaching a higher level. But Stroud, I think, could do it. I mean, he had one of the finest rookie quarterback seasons ever. Now he has Diggs to go with what he had already. So I don't mind that. Jackson at 14-1, no chance.
He's not winning it again until they do something in the playoffs.
I love that take. They're just not going to give Lamar Jackson a third MVP.
No.
If he has the same year, absolutely not. No. All right, you got away with it last year. Right. You're not getting another one.
No.
You're not getting 3. That's Brady.
Right. That's guys who win stuff.
Legends.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers.
He won at least once.
He's been to 1 Super Bowl. That's right. And he did win it. To his credit.
Yes.
One,
that's right.
Same as, let's go. Same as Norris Weiss.
Same as Trent Dilfer.
Same as Nick Foles. I mean, That's a name. Norris Weiss was a backup. But yeah. I love the name Norris Weiss.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
77 Broncos.
Wow.
He played in the game.
Good Lord.
He played in the game. Morton went out, whether he was hurt or just pulled, and they went to Norris Weiss. You know when you go to Norris Weiss, it's tough. Tough
big,
times.
Big trouble. Yeah.
Ron Jaworski. He was good. I'm not lumping him in with, you know, bad quarterbacks that got to 1. He was good. Jaworski had a good career.
Who was that Broncos coach? Red Miller?
Red Miller. Yes.
That just popped into my head when you said 77 Broncos. I'm like, I know that's a different guy than, you know, the Elway years was Reeves. Red Miller.
You know what? We've never had this. I don't think we've ever had this particular conversation at this point.
That seems impossible because this is our 10,000th show.
I know. But you have said many times, and I get it, like I'm sort of the same growing up. The Bills were like almost never good. 70s and 80s. 74, they were good. 80, they were very good. But you're like the Steelers, the Dolphins, the Raiders in the AFC. Mm-hmm. You're growing up. Those are always the teams.
Right, right.
What did you think of the 77 Broncos? Like you're 10, 11?
12.
12? Did you sort of buy them? Did you like them? Because they, what are they doing here?
I don't think so. I was still
Dallas.
I was still pretty well crushing on Dallas.
Right.
So
who beat Denver?
Right.
Okay, that's right.
Because that's still 77. That's still Staubach, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Right. So yeah, I didn't. Denver was not. I did not pay any attention to the Denver Broncos until Elway was their quarterback. I would say they just did not matter to me until Elway got there. I watched them play. I watched them play that Super Bowl, the Butch Johnson catch that would have never been a catch in the modern era is that game. But Denver didn't matter to me until Elway got there.
The Butch Johnson catch, had it been called incomplete, would not even have been reviewed.
Right. So we've been like, of course that's not a catch.
Of course that's incomplete. You didn't finish the...
I'm not throwing a challenge
flag. What
does
Mike Pereira say? The act of continuing the control of the ball of... What does he say? It's the...
Complete the catch.
The completion of... I hate that so much. Refs now say completed catch. It's called a completed pass. The pass was completed, as in caught. You don't complete a catch. You catch it or you don't. There's no completed. There's no process. You catch it or you don't. Did you catch it? Yes, no. There's no completion. What's wrong with us? I'm sure Aikman will make this point when the games get going. Tony Eason. Rodgers at least did win his
yeah,
one.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, we're
McMahon.
We're okay. Sure. Yeah,
Jim McMahon. There you go, Rodgers. That's your club. You're in the one-timer club.
Right.
Lamar Jackson 14-1 would not. Jordan Love 14-1 tempting. I love that. Mm-hmm. I mean
it's a nice number, and he should have a look at it.
If he's as good as I want to think he is, like we did that exercise where you were here for this. When I did the whole wild card weekend, super wild card weekend
was before I went away.
Green Bay. That's why you
and
went
I
away.
Thought about it every minute while I was on vacation.
Green Bay was my one seed. Aaron sort of threw some cold water on that. He doesn't think they're as good as I want them to be.
Right, he's got them behind Detroit, he said.
Behind Detroit. Everybody does. Well, not everybody. I don't. So maybe. Also 14-1, Jalen Hurts. If he has a huge... I think that's an amazing roster, the Eagles. Like, I think they're a definite bounce-back team.
Mm-hmm.
No Jason Kelce... There'll be talk about, there already is, like whether the tush will go away.
Work. Yeah, right.
But he doesn't get any special credit for that, other than like his leg strength. He's a part of the success of that play. But you don't win MVPs on quarterback sneaks. We all know that.
No. Anybody can do it.
Andy Warhol, I believe, was the first person to say that.
Anyone?
You can't win an MVP off a quarterback sneak. I think he was the one who coined that phrase. So maybe Hurts. I like the team a lot. He could have a huge year.
Yeah, he said that, then crumpled up that piece of paper and threw it away, and then wrote down, in the future, everyone will be famous for 15 minutes.
Yes. His second most famous quote. Brock Purdy, 16-1. Love it. So we're talking about what last year means to these candidates.
And him having the year he had with the stats he had and getting dinged, there will be... swing around on that.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, I guess I gotta stop dinging this guy for having good talent around him and a good coach, because just it's the third year now, and look, he's still doing it. That'll happen for him.
His draft status will just increasingly not matter, not be the topic. It'll be Brady comps. He has the same year, just like you just said. I agree. It's not going to be a question of whether we think he's actually good. Right. You know what? You got to give in at some point.
Right.
So if he's on the best team in the league and they have the best record in the league, he's in great shape for the MVP. 20-1, Justin Herbert and Dak Prescott. I like Prescott. I'm liking these NFC guys because maybe there's a path where one of these teams is just like much the best,
without the same sort of warfare as in the AFC. And so I could buy into Prescott, who last year I thought had a case to win it. The game in Buffalo hurt him bad.
Yeah, I think
but
so. Yeah.
He had a case to win it. He could have won it last year. Prescott, Purdy, Hurts, Love. I like all the NFC ones. 25-1. Goff. I don't like that one as much.
No.
25-1. Great team, great offensive line. Like,
yeah.
Could that will the voters ever get to Jared Goff is actually great?
No, he is never winning the MVP. Because he throws for like 6,000 yards or something. No.
They're going to run the ball. That's what the Lions are not even. St. Brown is so good. Laporta. Like, they're stuff, but they're still like about line running Detroit. Yeah, I don't think he'll win. Also 25-1, Aaron Rodgers. If Aaron Rodgers has a great season at 40 for the Jets.
And they win the division.
And they win the AFC East for the first time since
Nixon was president.
The 90s? Miami had the Wildcat year. The Jets have 1 year in there like earlier. Maybe it's not earlier. Maybe it's Testaverde. I don't know the last time the Jets won the AFC East. Would the voters reward Aaron Rodgers for all of his nonsense? Would there be voters who would just not vote for Aaron Rodgers? Political reasons.
Probably, but I don't think enough to make a dent. Like, if he has that year, I think there will be just as many people in football media who would want to sort of wave the flag that, like, I don't care about his COVID vaccine takes or whether he thinks 9/11 was staged or any of the other insane things that he says pretty regularly in public. They would want to just, he's a great football player. I don't care about his politics. I think a lot of people would go there. Way more than people would want to stand up and go like, I don't agree with how he says things. I just think there'd be more of a rush to, I don't care about that stuff. Look at him play. And he's did it with the Jets, which is next to impossible because the Jets, nothing ever goes right for the Jets, including last year when he first got there. Got hurt four plays into the season, which is still hilarious. I think he has that year. They're the Bills last year, right? They win the division. They're the two seed. He throws for 4,500 yards and 30 touchdowns. I think he's winning the MVP.
It is wild to look at his stat line. When you look at like a great player's, I love to look at the reference pages. I go to these sites literally, maybe 30 or 40 times a day. All day in here, I'm just clicking on Pro Football Reference for different things. And it could be 100 times a day that I click on one of these sites. Aaron Rodgers. So you look at his career, and it's just black ink. League-leading seasons. Mm-hmm. I mean, just huge numbers up and down. 2023, one game, one start, one pass, incomplete, one sack, one win.
The win is great.
1-0.
Right.
0-1 with a sack. 1-0.
Yeah.
At 40. Garrett Wilson had the same passing stat line last year as Rodgers. 0-1. And was not sacked. To his credit, Garrett Wilson.
Right.
Was that the Bills game?
He knows how to get the ball out of there.
The Jet punter, Morstead, 1-1, 18 yards. Mm. Now we're talking.
No sacks.
Cooking with gas. No sacks.
Right.
Right.
They had that answer right under their nose all year last year.
Morstead.
The punter. Play the punter.
Can you name the other three starting quarterbacks for them? I bet you can get two.
Well, Zach Wilson certainly was... Mike White was not still there last year, was he?
Correct. He was maybe
gone. He was gone.
Miami? He's Miami now.
Yeah. So who else? Simeon?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one I thought you wouldn't get. I thought you would get the guy you haven't said yet.
Flacco? No, I'm kidding. I can't think of the other guy.
Tim Boyle.
Okay.
Who started the game here? Wilson.
Yeah. Why in the world did you think I'd get Tim Boyle but not Trevor Siemian?
Because Tim Boyle, I think, was more famous for just how terrible he was.
Okay.
Like, he was an awful college quarterback that was getting starts for the New York Jets. And just, like, nobody could make sense of that.
Right.
So, Tim Boyle. Does he have a Super Bowl? Is he in the club with Roger? The one? Does he have one?
I don't know.
Who else has one?
I don't know.
Mark Rippon.
What happened to the Giants guy, the Italian kid? What happened to him?
DeVito?
Is he still around?
He's still around.
Yeah, all right.
Tommy DeVito. The Bears had Tyson Bagent. You might want to get to him next.
Yes, remember him. I remember his dad. Do you remember his dad?
No.
His dad was like all jacked up, wearing like combat fatigues and like totally... absolutely cliche stereotyping. I'm not saying I know this guy and that he's really like this. Looks like the guy that would have had his kid out in the driveway throwing footballs through a tire at midnight with the car headlights on. Like, just, again! Like, that's what the dad looked like in the crowd. I mean, he could be the nicest, most gentle dude in the world, but the image looked like, you're going to be a quarterback! To me, that's what the dude looked like.
If he did...
I mean, it worked.
Hat tip.
He got him there. Yeah.
David Woodley, RIP. There's another one. One Super Bowl.
Oh, one time. Yeah.
Lost it, unlike Rodgers. Rodgers at least has a ring.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be interesting, like, if they had lost that game to Pittsburgh, 2010 season, and Rodgers, this whole career, he's not lucky. I mean, that's winning a Super Bowl. He's great.
Yeah.
But imagine if his whole career, he didn't have one.
He's Marino,
and it's all we would talk about. But he's not really, like, likable anymore, at least. He's not likable.
Right.
Ever since Tyler Dunn, like, he's not likable at all.
No.
And he does have the one, so we never sort of talk about this. He's a guy who won one major in golf.
Right. Yeah, he's Sean McKeel.
Now here comes that list. At you.
Sean McKeel.
Here we go. We only need a couple hours for this list. He's Mark Brooks. Well, 25-1, I could get there. Because I do think they're going to be really good. 30-1, Tua and Matt Stafford. You like either of those?
No.
Stafford's another one where I think maybe that could happen.
Yeah. I mean, they've got, you know, if Kupp is in one piece and relatively functional paired with Nacua, I mean, that's a pretty great starting point.
Yes. Another team with two guys, by the way. When they won, who was it? It was Kupp and Beckham.
Right.
And Robert Woods, maybe? Was he on that team that won?
Ooh. I think he'd left by then. I don't remember now. Where did he go to Tennessee first and then there, or there and then Tennessee?
Don't know. Last year he played for the Texans. Didn't go well.
Yeah.
His age, you know.
I don't remember him on that team, but that doesn't have to mean anything.
Beckham was super important on that team.
Yeah.
And then got hurt in the Super Bowl
against
Cincinnati. All right, we had the pleasure of chatting with Aaron Schatz today, whose football almanac is a staple in the business, and it came out today, and he was nice enough to join us on the occasion of that. So that'll be next. We talk about the Bills, their chances this year, and a lot of other teams, win totals, and just what to expect in 2024. Stay tuned. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.